It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Labor Day weekend, September 4th and 5th, depending on when you're listening to this. Saturday the 4th after the 9 o'clock news, Sunday the 5th after the 9 o'clock news as well, and of course, hope everybody enjoys their Labor Day on Monday the 6th. I want to give a big shout-out to last week's guest, Kathy Walker, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications at Northeast Delta Dental, and she was really the coordinator and expert communicator during the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, when Delta Dental was doing a lot of things to stay in touch with their participating dentists, with their employers that have Delta Dental coverage, with the subscribers. And we returned about $27 million back to the community, but a lot of that required, you know, communication and strategies, and Kathy was really instrumental in that. So, Kathy, another shout-out to you. So this weekend I have another Delta Dental colleague, Dr. Richard Berryman, who most of you know by the sound of my voice, has been a longtime dentist in the Concord area, as well as a consultant for us, dentist consultant at Northeast Delta Dental. And Richard has a long history of being on my show. He's done a great job. If you go on anydelta.com website, you'll see about 13 years of shows, and Dr. Berryman's been on a few of those. And sometimes the content relates to dental, but today, as he's done in the past annually, his topic is Rotary International. So let's start with the basic definition, Richard. First of all, thank you for joining me, and thanks for all you've done for the Concord community, for your patients, and for Northeast Delta Dental. But why don't we start with some basic information on the Rotary International?
Well, thanks for having me back, Tom. Yeah, so Rotary International is the largest and the most powerful service organization in the world. It was started by a lawyer by the name of Paul Harris and four other businessmen in 1905 in Chicago, but Paul Harris had been raised in Wallington, Vermont, and so when he set up practice in Chicago, he was two things. He was lonely, needed some fellowship, and he was pretty upset with the business ethics at that time. And so he got together with these other four guys, and they started meeting regularly for friendship and networking. And so that Rotary, the idea quickly spread, and It started other Rotary clubs around the country and then internationally. So in 1923, the Rotary International Foundation was established, and that's the foundation where Rotary does most of their good work around the world. Today there are 1.2 million plus Rotarians, over 200 countries, which is more countries that are represented in the United Nations, and 37,000 plus Rotary clubs. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And terrific.
Since 1979 and the mid 80s, Rotary's major effort is the eradication of polio, which most people have probably seen that Bill Gates is a big contributor to that. And there's today there's only two countries which still suffer from endemic polio, Afghanistan and Pakistan. But you know, the majority of Rotary projects are not they're worldwide, but the majority of them are local, and local and Rotary clubs in local areas raise funds to do good work in their communities.
Now, you've been a Rotarian for many years, too many years probably, you like me to mention, but close to five decades. Tell us about the club you're involved with, which is in Concord, of course, the Concord Rotary, and you were invited in 1976. So tell us a little bit more about your history.
Yeah, well, and I came to Concord in 1975 and to join the dental practice of Jack Fries, and it was a wonderful opportunity. And he also sponsored me into the Concord Rotary Club in 1976. At that time, it was a large club. There were 145 members, professional men. There were no women at that time, and business owners. And then in 1987, there was a club in California that admitted a woman member, and Rotary International revoked their charter. So the club sued, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, and they ruled that, hey, wait a minute, women must be admitted. This is the United States, and must be admitted to Rotary clubs. So I was president of the Concord Rotary Club in 1980-89, so it was right after women were admitted. And some countries actually still separate men and women's Rotary clubs. So then I was a member for 42 years, and then because of my work schedule, actually, at Northeast Delta Dental, I was having trouble making the Tuesday noon meetings at Concord Rotary, so I switched over to the smaller Capital City Sunrise. We meet Thursday mornings from 7 to 8 in the morning, and we're currently in the process of looking for a new location to meet, so we should have that wrapped up hopefully in the next week.
Well, let us know, because I'm sure we've stimulated some interest. And, of course, I have spoken at the Capital City Sunrise Rotary, a good group. And now, I guess the good news, as of about a month ago, you're now the club president. So
yeah.
how did you talk yourself into that?
Well, I it's a small club, and there are fellows in that club and women that have been president multiple times. With today's society and culture, there's not as much, quote, joining of organizations as there used to be. And a matter of fact, we just helped restart the Franklin Rotary Club. They were actually established in 1926, and they died out about 5 years ago. And I guess the community, Franklin is really an up and coming community, and so the community said, hey, whatever happened to Rotary? And so there's a new club there which meets Wednesdays at noon, and at Wyatt's restaurant, which is a new restaurant. And they are a satellite club of ours right now, because you have to have 20 members in order to become a self-supporting or freestanding Rotary club. So they're working on that. So in Concord we have two clubs. There's one in Franklin, there's one in Bow, there's one in Henniker, there's one in Hopkinton. There's a new one in Hooksett, which is part of the Queen City Manchester club. So it's finally starting to grow a little bit. And we do a tremendous number of projects, especially for a small club like Capital City Sunrise.
Yeah, so after commercial break, we'll talk about some of those projects. Before we go to commercial, which will be a Delta Dental commercial, tell us your response and what the club did during the pandemic. First, both in terms of being able to meet, during the shelter at home, but also some of the things that you tried to do in terms of, sort of COVID-19 related projects.
That's a wonderful question, because so when COVID hit in last March and April, we did go to Zoom meetings, remote meetings, and then when things seemed to ease off a little bit around end of July or so, we went to a hybrid meeting. Some of us came in person, but we also had Zoom equipment there for people that couldn't or didn't want to do it in person. And then in October, when things shut down again, we went strictly hybrid. Strictly remote. And with the one of the nice positive outcomes of that, though, is by having Zoom meetings, we are now able not just to have speakers. A typical Rotary meeting involves, you know, some fellowship time, a speaker, as you've done many times at both clubs, and then the business of the club. So we're able to have speakers from all around the world. This year we've had one from Philippines on polio, because that was where polio eradication first started. We've had a fellow from South Africa. We've had a former exchange student from France. It's just wonderful. We had, I don't know whether you remember, I'm sure you do, the young lady who had polio, Mahuba, and I'm not going to try and pronounce her last name, from Afghanistan, that was on a program at Northeast Delta Dental. And she and I were on a panel at Southern New Hampshire University when she was a student there on infectious diseases. And matter of fact, she's going to come up from Arlington, Virginia, where she lives now, in November to our district conference in Meredith. So, wow. We're going to continue to. Matter of fact, we just purchased some incredible equipment that will allow wonderful, wonderful Zoom meetings.
Well, you know, what you're touching on is something I've touched on in my book, which is about thriving during the pandemic, which is sort of the muscle strength that was developed during the pandemic. And some of the no one liked the biological crisis, and there were many, many downsides. But some of the upsides included, with everything going virtual, you've kind of expanded your horizons in terms of speakers, like you said. But also, in some ironic way, it might have even improved attendance once the technology got sorted out, because people that might have said, geez, I don't feel like driving in the weather today or whatever, can now hook in through Zoom. So I've noticed in my nonprofit work that even though it's Zoom, it isn't quite the same as in person, that attendance has actually improved, and the audience has expanded because it's virtual, and in terms of presenters, basically, the world is your oyster. So I love the way you explain that. So after commercial break, we will talk about some of the activities of the local club, as well as what is going on in Bretton Woods in the first part of October. So please stay tuned for more of Dr. Richard Berryman, who will be talking more on Rotary, and if we have time, maybe a little bit of dental. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me is Dr. Richard Berryman, who is a leader in Rotary International, has done many, many things for the Rotary, including trips to South America. And he's also now the club president for the 2021-22 Rotary year for the Capital City Sunrise Rotary, which is a smaller club, but they pack a wall up when it comes to activities. So I promised the listening audience you could describe some of the things, the activities that your club has done and is planning to do, including things like tree planting.
Yeah, thank you. The Open Door Kitchen up at the Pentecook, United Pentecook Church, they serve meals two evenings a week. And once a month, our Rotary Club serves a meal to the deserving and people who, even the homeless. We serve somewhere between 65 and 75 meals during those evenings. And most of the time they are hot meals. During COVID, we did go to mainly sandwiches because it was all carry out. And it continues to be carry out at this point. Before that, it was a come in, sit down, socialize with other people, and get a hot meal. Also, at Christmas time, we do a Christmas meal at the Pittman Apartments in Concord, which is the elderly apartments there next to the Merrimack County Courthouse. We did not do that this past Christmas because of COVID. So COVID has certainly had some negative as well as positive effects. When they do the holiday tree lighting at the State House, we serve either hot chocolate or cider free. We ask for donations for anyone that wants to, and that's one of our many fundraisers because that's pretty much the overall purpose of Rotary Club is to raise funds and then give it away. We do wreaths across America up at the we place wreaths at the Veterans Cemetery, not the Veterans Cemetery, but the Veterans tombstones or whatever up the cemetery up there where North State Fleet splits to go to Beaver Meadow Golf Course in Penacook. And we do that every year. We place this year we placed 100 wreaths up there on veterans'
wow.
graves. The Old North Cemetery, I'm sure people who have been around Concord for a long time have noticed that cemetery over the last number of years has gotten pretty treeless because the old trees have died off. So we have a tree planting project that we're doing there in concert with the Concord Rotary Club. Most of our community projects have been located up in the Penacook area. The Penacook Community Center has been mostly the beneficiary. We've done things like children's play area, new fencing around there, updated their kitchen, updated their floor and lighting in the Penacook Church. We've contributed to the backpack program, which sends food home for kids, needy kids on weekends from the Penacook Elementary School. Another project in concert with Concord Rotary, the fire station at McKee Square had an old antique brass fire hose hosel that was actually made at the Eastman Brass Foundry here in East Concord, and it was all falling apart. So that is in the process. I think it's pretty much done of being completely refurbished. We, as a district, now our Rotary district is Southern Vermont and Southern New Hampshire. We have 58 Rotary clubs right now in that area, and we did a huge district-wide distribution of PPE and spray disinfectant. We did spray disinfectant units for the Concord Fire Department and ambulances, just the way Northeast Delta gave away, a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of PPE last year?
I'd say a little more than that.
A little more than that? We had a Rotarian, or it's actually a fellow in Connecticut, who bought 5 million masks.
Wow, good for him.
He distributed them to Rotary clubs throughout New England.
Wow.
And I know just in Concord here, we distributed over 300,000 masks.
Wow. That is terrific. I know, well, we in the KN95s, we distributed about 110,000, and I know what a process that was to get them to, because so many dentists weren't working, so we had to get them to their homes. So, wow, that's terrific, and you were quite lucky to have such a benefactor that, one, could write a check like that, but two, had access to the supply chain. So, terrific. That's a great story. I hadn't heard that, so thanks for sharing that. Tell us now, upcoming, so... we're about a month away now from the nights of October 2nd and 3rd at the Mount Washington Bretton Woods. Tell us what's going on with that raffle and who won it.
Our major fundraising over the last 10 years has been really courtesy of Mike Dunn at Duncraft. He has donated bird seed wreaths, and he has donated them no charge. And so we have, not only our club has sold them, but other Rotary clubs have sold them, and we have what's called Interact clubs, which are essentially high school aged Rotary clubs. And there was several of those, one in Hopkinton especially, that was their major fundraiser. And the administration structure, let's say, at Duncraft has changed now. So unfortunately, we lost that as our major fundraiser. So we have three right now. But our major one is we have what's called a staycation raffle. So if anyone wants to possibly win a two-night stay at the Bretton Woods Arms, Omni Mount Washington, October 2nd and 3rd, along with tickets for the Mount Washington Cog Railroad, first thing in the morning, the one that burns wood and not diesel, and also $250 in spending money for food. They can go to capitalcityrotary.com. That's capitalcityrotary.com. That's our website, and they can purchase tickets. The tickets are $25 a piece. There's only 300 going to be sold. And they're going, at least half of them have been sold already. So if people need to hurry up if they'd like. And that includes a luxurious room with two queen-size beds, like I said, $250 for meals, and plus the magnificent Mount Washington autumn foliage, Tom, that you can do some running and you can maybe even play some golf up there. So
well,
you might want to buy it. You want to buy
definitely,
a few tickets.
As soon as... As soon as I hang up, and as soon as we finish this radio show, I am going to actually do that because I love that area, and it's not that close to the actual Mount Washington Auto Road where we run a road race every year. But I love the area, and you also know that I'm a horrible golfer, but we'll always give it a go. And I hope to see you at the Dr. Carpenter event towards the end of September. Fundraiser for the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. But in any event, thank you, Dr. Richard Berryman, for your excellent description of the Rotary activities and your club in Concord and all that you've done in your tremendous career, both at Northeast Delta Dental as well as in the community. You've been a great dentist for so many. You've been a Rotarian for 45 years. We even haven't had time to even mention your trips to South America and what you've done to improve oral health down there. So thank you for all you've done. And again, for my friends, let's help out with some fundraising. Go on the CapitalCityRotary.com website, which is CapitalCityRotary.com. Buy a ticket for $25, and you might win a trip to the Mount Washington Cog Steam, as well as the luxurious hotel that's up there, and all the money goes to support the Rotary. Dr. Berryman, we didn't even have time to get into some dental stuff. We'll catch you next time. So again, CapitalCityRotary.com. Tom Raffio, returning next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.